Distributed funds worth 420.2 billion rupiah to 13 national sports associations to support the implementation of their national training program this year. During the signing of collaboration deals between his ministry and association in Jakarta on Monday, Youth and Sports Minister Dito Aryo Tejo highlighted that the funds were allocated to sports represented by Indonesia at the 2024 Paris Summer Olympics. The Indonesian Red Crescent is sending one more team of specialist doctors to Gaza, Palestine, to provide crucial medical assistance to residents impacted by attacks from the Israeli Zionist Army. The dispatch of the second team of the medical professionals, comprising four specialist physicians and one dentist, follows a previous BSNI deployment of two specialists who are scheduled to return on April 19, 2025. And that was the news.
the dramas and natural charms. Pages who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Bubba Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the center of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Bubba Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Bubba Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Bubba Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Bubba Island, there are no courses, besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Bubba Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Rolon Roloff. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. With her to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, the heading boat races, and many more.
For listening this beautiful morning, don't forget that you can tune in through our online streaming voinews.id, shortwave in 352.4755 kHz. Also, our application in AAA Digital for those of you love watching on demand. And to start off this morning, of course, let's spread some love, just like a song from Kubo Kaneru, O Asmara.
Was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Chris. water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and dried. The solid is called tabete. To make kazuami, initially tabete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the tabete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with tabete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kazuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kazuamis. Kazuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kazuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kazuami is also often used as box for tips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kazuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Suggestion and also information through our social media and Facebook account of Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI listeners at gmail.com and WhatsApp number and +62 821 2381 2130.
Sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or prunes to your rice puppy. For one bowl of ice compote, you only need to pay 5 cents.
Thank you.
is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. It is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the anwers that got it smoked to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked.
And reliable news from VOI and RRA station across Indonesia, RRA.co.id is the answer. RRA.co.id, the official news bureau of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at RRA.co.id, your reliable online news portal. Voice of Indonesia.
Of Sukum Dayak community in Hong Kong, the border area
anurat mitbat mitbai chatangan ku na dat na baja na utuk na manang na ut na bosit na ngimu na kawai na ngaji dan na dat na mujak na syuk moy mo ima mo bosit na mo kabau kit amit wit kuda na so aja so nyama so tuat so aja kare aja sina jabra na manuk ipok na babi na adat baja na syuk ku mudu tadu tabu ka ut na bosit na ngimu na kot na gut mo kutai ku na mate chemasi abi ku me abi ut ku tabu manaku me tabu manaku nyak manuk so budak budak sango budak anak manuk budak kusit manuk so budak jepang budak mereka manuk tabu utuk tabu manang na tabu nasib tabu tua na adat baja na ku na ti na syuk tau ku mudu tadu nyak ya sama.
Gong is a great ritual. First, to make a ritual, we make your rice and blood extract. And then, when we come out afterwards, we can sound the gong three times, indicating the ritual. Yes, get ready, said the beginning.
After the gong has been sounded three times, then it is followed by the second ritual. According to Francis Barrett, the second ritual must be fitted with main offerings consisting of chicken eggs, chicken, pork, and other pieces. The pollen is then read out before the offerings and fruit in order to be protected from danger and misfortune. After that, all offerings and fruits are eaten together by all the villagers who hold the event.
Yang sudah lengkapnya alat dibikin, sudah jadi alatnya dibikin, baru kita bikin paman lagi.
We need to make a party to end the taboo, for the gong is sounded again.
The taboo and gong for the Sungkum Dayak, not merely as a means to communicate with God through the ancestors, but also as a means of socializing the sound of gong that echoed throughout the village, in fighting friends and